This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
And good morning. It is 5:05 in Prineville. City and county leaders approve a big tax break for Apple.
We'll tell you what a local supporter and politician has to say about Rick Santorum suspending his campaign.
Float planes are cleared out to land on a popular lake in Central Oregon. Details ahead.
And we'll tell you why a longtime Ben Lapine school board member is resigning.
The news this morning brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Good morning to you. News Talk 1110 KBND. It's official. Apple will build a data center in Prineville. City and county officials met last night and approved their highly confidential agreement with Apple. According to an article in the Bulletin, the vote was unanimous, gives Apple a 15-year property tax exemption on the 160-acre parcel. Crook County Commissioner Seth Crawford applauds the economic development.
I am very excited. I think it's great for our community. Facebook has been amazing for our community, and, to continue to bring these data centers to town is nothing but a positive.
Crawford says with unemployment hovering around 14% in Crook County, these additional jobs are greatly appreciated. Apple plans to invest about $250 million in the Prineville facility, and it'll create about 35 jobs. Facebook claimed last year its data center was linked to $21 million in economic activity in Central Oregon.
Local candidate Tim Canope of Bend is reacting to the news about Rick Santorum dropping out of the presidential primary.
I don't think that was totally unexpected. We kind of expected that the race would narrow before it got to Oregon. And so it's disappointing in many ways that we're not going to have lots of choices and that Oregon won't have a big impact in our primary as it relates to the presidential race, at least for Republicans.
Canope stated during an 1110 KBND debate that of the candidates at the time, he would have backed Santorum for president. Canope is challenging incumbent Chris Telfer in the Republican primary for the Senate District 27 seat. 1110 KBND news time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
It is 5:07. As far as the traffic goes today, it looks like bare pavement across the mountain passes this morning. Just carry your chains. No problems with that. As far as the local roads go, just plain dark right now, but the roads are clear.
Looks like a cold front is moving through today, likely bringing showers after 11 o'clock. Highs in Bend of about 51 degrees.
Currently, we're at 40 degrees in Sisters. Float planes are cleared to land on Popular Lake in Central Oregon. The Oregon State Marine Board has allowed float planes to land again on Waldo Lake, west of Lapine. However, a ban on gas motorboats will continue to stand. State officials received more than 4,400 comments about the motorboat ban. A vast majority were in favor of keeping the restriction. Only 300 were against the ban. The Marine Board put the motorized boat ban in place in 2009. According to an article in the Bulletin, a board spokesman says this may be the largest response they've ever received on a single issue, and it was indeed the most lopsided.
A longtime school board member for Ben Lapine is stepping down. Tom Wilson has served on the board for more than a decade, and he announced last night that he will leave at the end of June. Wilson represents Lapine and moved to Bend recently. Wilson says election law lets him hold his position until the end of the school year.
U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan says other states perform better in the first round of grant application process, and funding was only available for 9 states.
Oregon was number 12, so we weren't able to fund them last year. We really wanted to, so we're thrilled to be able to come back this year and invest up to $20 million in Oregon's plan.
Duncan says one reason Oregon was chosen is the state's effort to improve rating systems to better understand students' achievement and performance grants. Once the funds are approved, the state can use the dollars to improve Head Start, kindergarten programs, and more.
In other state news, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office has arrested 3 men considered to be mid- to upper-level wholesalers of heroin and meth. Lieutenant Steve Alexander says when they raided their homes, they found 3 kilos of heroin and 4 kilos of meth hidden in some strange places.
They got really creative and, you know, they had taken apart a TV and had placed it in the TV. They'd sliced a couch and... They definitely get creative with where they try to hide and, keep their drugs.
They hid some of the money in a computer as well. The drugs had a street value of about $740,000. 1110